satisfied. He's not satisfied. I mean, he wasn't. Here's the thing: he wasn't drafted last year in the NHL mm-hmm. draft. You know, I think a lot of people were, talking to him, but he didn't get drafted. So he still has a lot to prove. I mean, if he wants to get to that next level, he wants people to recognize him for the hockey player he is. Then he's got to become a lot more polished, a lot better all around player. So he still has a lot to accomplish, and I think he understands that.
There's got to be a lot to that to a person that's a player that's not drafted compared to a player that is. Now, I'm not saying everybody, obviously, but the mental aspect of it, have you noticed throughout your time at Michigan and at Michigan Tech that there is a little bit of a, not a letdown, but maybe a relaxation knowing that, hey, I'm already drafted by an NHL team?
Well, there can be. There can be. And that's part of the, we see it a lot, not so much the players that are in college that are going to the NHL, but we see it a lot when a player commits to go to a university and is playing junior hockey or high school, all of a sudden, you know, hey, I've got my scholarship. Excuse me, I know where I'm going. I've got my spot on that team. And all of a sudden, you know, the energy, the push, you know, to be a better player, or the urgency, I guess, is the best word, is not there.
Yeah.
And so I guess you have to be careful of that. But, you know, same if you're drafted. If you're drafted, then it's not like you can just say, oh, great, I'm drafted. I know where I'm going. And you still, like I always tell the young men, that if you're drafted, great. You're out to prove why you were drafted. You always have that to prove, that, you know, it was a good pick by that team. If you weren't drafted, you're out to prove you should have been drafted. You're trying to, you know, prove to all those teams that you should have been drafted. So you're always out to prove something. Doesn't matter if you've been drafted or you haven't been drafted. So getting back to Shane, so I think he's ready for a breakout year. I thought the first half he was okay. I thought the second half he really stepped it up, and I expect him to start there and even continue to, got so much better on the power play, just to continue to really, really explode and get better as a player.
Has he kind of set the bar for what is looking to be an extremely competitive top six positions?
Well, no question.
On our defense.
No question. I mean, the beauty of last year is that we had a lot of freshmen have to play right away. I mean, it wasn't great maybe at the time. We were worried as coaches because, you know, we had Sova out and Jimmy Davis, I think, was out. And I can't remember who else. Maybe Stebner was out. I mean, we had all these injuries, Fillion, right off the bat. So we had to throw these young freshmen right into the fire. And they responded. So, they know they've been through the wars. They've been through the battles. So anyway, we're going to have a great battle for playing time amongst all those defensemen. And, it's going to be interesting to see who emerges. You know, there's some guys who played last year that they have to play better.
Yeah.
That's not good enough. You know, just being in the line, that's not good enough, Dirk. You have to set the bar high.
Well, am I right? Four defensemen will on the roster will not be playing. Don't we have 10 defensemen? One, two?
At this time, we're scheduled to have 10 defensemen.
10 defensemen,
I mean,
yeah.
We'll see when school starts if they all show up. You know, I've had some interesting things happen in the past, but at this current time, we have 10 on the roster.
Okay. Lots to talk about. I want to obviously talk about the opening home series in just a little bit against Michigan, because there's been so much hype on this, and we've been waiting a couple years for this series to happen and for it to be the opener. But we can check in a little bit. I wanted to ask you, have you touched base at all? How much conversation between the coaching staff and Damon since he's left? Or once an assistant coach leaves like that, they go against the competition in our first weekend, does all communication kind of get cut off, or how does that work?
Well, I think it varies, and it's different for each coach and each program. But we've talked to Damon a few times on some things and whatnot, and I know he's very busy, extremely busy, and I know he had a number of recruits since he's taken over Lake Superior. So, I don't think we'll talk as much as we go forward here this month and heading into that first series. But I think once that has taken place, I'm sure there'll be a lot more conversation.
Any issues at all with his guys that were coming in? I know there are a couple guys that had no problems, but were there any behind the scenes? And you don't have to mention names, I guess, but as far as Damon being the main recruiter and somebody thinking, well, maybe do I want to do this? Or
yeah, no. I think so. No, I think we all know all the kids. Yeah. We've all had a little piece of recruiting them and whatnot. And, you know, I know the players that are here are excited to be here. All the freshmen are, like I said, expected. Well, they're all in town, so that's a good thing. So, no, I mean, and you can have that from time to time, I guess. But I'm still here. Billy's still here. And obviously, so it wasn't a huge changeover. Sometimes if a staff leaves, then that can happen. I know a couple schools this summer lost both assistants.
Right.
And that can be a little, you know, different, because the assistants are definitely the guys who day in and day out are in contact with your recruits and your incoming players.
Now, you're speaking of Western?
Well, Western Michigan, yeah, just lost, you know, their second assistant here late in the year. So it's never easy to lose one, but when you lose two, and then the timing of it is not good. And I think Providence College went through the same thing,
right,
too. So, I'm glad we have our assistants in place, and they're going to do a fantastic job. But in that case, then you know, some of the communication can be lost there, so I have to be careful.
Speaking of Western, with Blashill getting his assistant coach, do you find that surprising at all, or is that something that happens more often than
not? Well, I think that happens. I mean, that's a relationship that's gone back a long time between, we're talking about Pat Furschweiler, who just left Western Michigan to go to the Grand Rapids Griffins in the American Hockey League to be a coach, and I'm seeing it more. I'm seeing quite a few more college guys actually get into the pro game here in the last few years, so it's interesting. You know, I don't know why that is, but it seems like a lot more of the assistants are jumping into the, whether it's the pro ranks and trying their luck there.
You don't see it. Well, you see it both ways, obviously. We've seen it with Western, you know, going and other places. So I guess it's it does work both ways. Is there more of a natural transition one way than the other, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I mean, hockey's hockey. I think the hardest part is probably when you come from pros like you know, Andy Murray did, or Matt Thomas went to Anchorage, and then Mike Havlund and Colorado College, you know, pro guy coming to, it's just the rules, NCAA rules, and just sorting that out. And we're in pro hockey, there are really no rules, Dirk. I mean, there are a few, but it's, you don't have a 400-page manual that you have to go by. So I think that would be a little more difficult, but hockey's hockey. At the end of the day, once you get on the ice and practice and designing systems and getting your team ready to play, I think it's all the same.
We'll take a break, but we want to remind everybody, Coach, that the Blue Line Club is hosting the start of the season Meet the Team picnic again on Tuesday, September 9th, 5:30 at the Rotary Club Pavilion down at the Kestner Waterfront Park. And we've done this for a few years now. It's a great event because it gives people a chance to casually meet the new members of the team and everybody else that's been around for a while.
Yeah, and thank you for the Blue Line Club. They do a great effort in having that first picnic and whatnot, but I encourage everybody to come out. You get a chance to see our freshmen and listen to them speak a little bit about themselves and what their expectation is. I always enjoy that, so listening to them speak. But yeah, come on out, 5:30 Tuesday night. Weather should be great, and come on out. The coaches should be there also, and it's a nice evening.
And it's really the first public gathering for the team of the season, isn't it?
That'll be our first get-together as a full team. So, no, really looking forward to it. Like I said, the Blue Line Club does a nice job. I think it's $5 or $10 for a family, and, you know, they supply the hot dogs and the hamburgers and the water and whatnot, and it's a real nice event, and I encourage everybody to come on out and wish our freshmen well and our team well.
All right, well, we have so much to talk about. Questions are coming in, Coach, so we'll get to our questions for Coach later on in the hour. When we come back, we'll talk more about that Michigan series and the opening series on the road at Lake Superior State University, and also talk a little bit more about some of the freshmen coming in. It's part of the Mel Pearson Show. An off-season edition of the Mel Pearson Show continues right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Stock up for the Labor Day celebrations with great deals at Pat's Foods and Festival Foods. Perfect for the grill, 85% lean fresh ground chuck, $3.58 a pound. Marinated burgundy pepper steak, $5.99 a pound. Bicolor sweet corn, $3.99. Cantaloupes, $1.99 each. Essential everyday sour cream or French onion dip, $2 for $2.22. And boneless skinless chicken breast, $2.99 a pound. Savings in every aisle at your hometown savings stores, Pat's Foods and Festival Foods.
Welcome back, Michigan Tech students. The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, located in the Memorial Union, is here to serve you and help you save money. The Campus Bookstore has the most new and used textbooks in the local area for sale. Plus, you can even rent your textbooks and save more money. The Campus Bookstore offers value, service, and convenience on campus. So stop in today or order online at bookstore.mtu.edu and like their Facebook page to see their weekly specials.
At UP Coins, we buy coin collections and accumulate.